the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us.
Things I used to do, and all the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you. For all the times I made you cry, the days I told you lies, now it's time for you to rise. For all the things you sacrificed.
Today, Tuesday, is the 6th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 1st of November 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today and from the Holy Quran, we choose chapter Ma'ida, verse 44.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا عليه شهداء فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون.
Indeed, we sent down the Torah, in which was guidance and light. The prophets who submitted to Allah judged by it for the Jews, as did the rabbis and scholars by that which they were entrusted of the scripture of Allah, and they were witnesses thereto. So do not fear the people, but fear me, and do not exchange my verses for a small price. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the disbelievers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Islam is the religion of all. The prophets of the Israelites have been qualified with submission, not with Judaism and Christianity. And in general, the scholars of every nation are responsible for the execution of the commandments of the Lord among people. Therefore, guardianship of jurisconsult has evidences in all religions.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman ya Rahim, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman ya Rahim.
We are speaking about Islam and mental health on IRIB English Radio. As Muslims, we understand health to be holistic. It is not just physical health, but spiritual health is also important. Social health is also important. And on top of that, mental health is also important in combination with physical health, and we know that all of these factors are connected. As Muslims, that is a part of how we understand this world. That is a part of how we understand this life. What is the number one New Year's resolution that people make? They say, I want to get healthy. The thing is, just like how we have to maintain our physical health, we also have to maintain our mental health. We all know that if we do not brush our teeth, there is going to be problems. The dentist tells us, when we go to the dentist, you have a cavity, you need to take care of it. So we realize that if we leave health problems to minor, then they can become more and more severe. It's the exact same with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. So what becomes the source of human happiness? We can actually say that two things can be the sources of happiness. One is our efforts, and second, hope and confidence in new conditions, which is accompanied by presence, submission, and utmost effort. In fact, peace of mind is what the modern man lost and he's searching for with all his heart. So this is what he is after, the modern human being is after. According to Al-Quran, the holy book of Allah, a believer is someone who has a healthy, peaceful and secure personality and does not let sadness into his heart compared to the past. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. The strong faith, the strong belief that comes from studying the wondrous mysteries of this vast universe fills the heart with love, joy, peace, and assurance. In the light of Allah's servitude, man is freed from the shackles of servitude to someone else. And when he gets acquainted with the infinite existence, everything except him, except Allah, becomes small in his eyes. And for this reason, actually, his soul will not be subject to the storms of anxiety and worry.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Here, mental health tips from the Quran and Sunnah. Seeking expert help when you need it. When we become sick with the flu, experience recurring pain in the part of our body or break a bone, for instance, may Allah protect us all from these issues, we seek medical attention from experts. We visit our family doctor. We consult a specialist. We go to an urgent care facility. Similarly, if we regularly experience feelings of anxiety, worry and fear that keep us from functioning normally or affect our relationships with others, we must seek the help we need from experts. This can mean different things for different people depending on the situation. For some, experiencing difficulties related to the practice of their religion, seeing a qualified imam, Sheikh, Maulana, might be what is needed. For someone experiencing extreme sadness, a professional in the field of psychology might be more beneficial. When in doubt, you can also start with your primary care physician as they are trained to help you with general wellness, identifying signs of chronic anxiety and a depression, and they will refer you to the adequate specialist if particular care is needed. What does Islam teach about meaning anxiety, depression, and self-doubt? Islamic teachings validate negative emotions, and from these teachings we can derive practical tips to overcome them. some practical steps from the Islamic tradition to deal with negative emotions include practice the sunnah of having a good opinion of others. Give others excuses and try to understand where your thoughts or emotions might come from. Also understand that other people's actions may be a reflection of their feelings towards you, but a reflection of their own negative experiences. Remind yourself that there are great blessings, opportunities in difficulties and suffering. And lastly, strive to then remember that Allah is always with you, even if it feels like the entire world is against you.
In addition to from the medical perspective, we also need to recognize, brothers and sisters, that alongside the help from these experts, and we have to respect whatever level of scholarship they have reached at, we also need to recognize the fact we need experts in the human soul, ilmun nafs. We need religious scholars, not necessarily your local mulana or sheikh, but we need trained scholars on the soul to maybe work in tandem with the medical health experts. But both have to be involved in this discussion. It cannot be that Islam does not have a response to these issues, because the Quran tells us the soul is a creation from God, and the God tells us about the ruh that we as humanity only have a little bit of knowledge about it, about its uniqueness, about its qualities, its characteristics. What can bring it out of balance? What can bring it back into that equilibrium? And so as much as we rely on physical doctors and our hospitals, we need to recognize the fact that we need to rely on the spiritual doctors as well. Because we are human beings of a mind, a soul, a body. We're not just physical creations. We have a immaterial aspect to us. And if that is not put into the equation, then perhaps these mental health issues will continue to perpetuate.
Thank you very much. And that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, and here we present you part of a moving supplication to Almighty God by Imam Hassan Askari, peace upon him, the 11th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O you, the aware of hidden consciences, you are merciful to everything and aware of everything. Forgive those who repent and follow your path. Protect them from the torment of fire. Give them soon your victory that you have promised them, and you do not fail the promise. ¶¶
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam regarding the Book of Deeds of a person. You know, the Book of Deeds is a concept which is been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: "We have attached every person's omen to his neck, and we shall bring it out for him on the day of resurrection as a wide open book that he will encounter. Read your book. Today your soul suffices as your own reckoner." Right, so this concept of a book being given in which the deeds of a person are recorded, and this book will be given to this person on the day of resurrection, it will be open, the person will look at his deeds. If he sees good deeds in it, he will be happy, otherwise he will be remorseful and sad and grievant at it. This is a Quranic concept, and it has been alluded to and has been elaborated on by our A'imma alayhim as-salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following with regards to Allah's verse: "We have attached every person's omen to his neck." The Imam said, "The good and the evil he has done is with him wherever he is, and he cannot separate them until he is given his book about his deeds on the day of resurrection." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said the following regards to this book of deeds, this Kitabul A'mal. He said, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following regarding the subject with respect to this book, with respect to this verse of the Holy Quran, where God says, read your book. Today your soul suffices as your own reckoner. The Imam said, the servant will be reminded of everything that he has done and that was recorded against him. He will be reminded of it. As if he has done it that very hour, he will remember it. It's like he had just performed that thing. And because of that, they will say, woe to us! What a book this is! It omits nothing, big or small, without enumerating it. In a similar way, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when the day of resurrection comes, man will be handed his book and told, read it. The reporter of this tradition then asked the Imam and said, and will he know what is in it? To which he replied, verily, he will remember it. There will not remain a single moment, a single word, a single footstep or anything that he did, which he will not remember as if he had done it that very hour. And this is why they will say, woe to us! What a book this is! It omits nothing, big or small, without enumerating it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Book of Deeds in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Salaam alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Fawad?
Fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Okay. That's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, so today, inshallah, we will be working on verse number 49 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad. Ready, inshallah?
Yes.
Verse 49 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's listen.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ
Great. I'll be inshallah reading. Make sure you repeat and listen carefully, okay?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ
يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ
يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ
MashaAllah, long breath. That's nice.
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ
أحسنتم, MashaAllah. Allah Almighty says in this ayah that, O Prophet Musa alayhi salam, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ Remember the time, remind yourself of the time when we delivered you from Pharaoh's clan, when we rescued you. نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ نَجَّيْنَا نِجَاتْ, okay? When we rescued you, or when we delivered you from the Pharaoh's clan, from the Pharaoh's soldiers. يَسُومُونَكُمْ The Pharaoh's clan who what? يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ Who inflicted a terrible torment, okay? On you, punishments or torments, okay? Tortures, okay? So the Ali Fir'aun or the Pharaoh's clan or the Pharaoh's nation, the Pharaoh's army, who were like inflicting, okay? A terrible torture on you. So, يُذَبِّحُونَ What type of tortures? يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ They were slaughtering your sons, your kids. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ And they were letting your wife stay alive, or they were not, like, they were not killing your wives, okay? Sparing your women, I mean, it means that they were not killing your wives, okay, your women. Instead, they were asking them to be their servants. Look, they were killing the males, okay? But not the females. In the other verse of the Quran, we have that says, they were killing the ladies and keeping the man alive. Okay, the kids, the sons alive, the daughters killing. Okay, like before Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was appointed. So the Arabs who were like... illiterate Arabs, okay? They were doing the same, okay? As Fir'aun. They were killing their girls. They were burying their girls, their daughters,
alive,
okay? Fir'aun was doing the same. So, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ This was a great test, or a big test for you, from your Lord. Now, one question we will answer, and that's all about this ayah. That why Pharaoh was killing the sons?
Because a person told him one male will come and destroy your empire.
Your empire. He had a dream, okay? Or somebody told him that one of the Bani Israel, one person from the Bani Israel, okay, will come and he will destroy all your kingdom, your empire. And he will kill you. Or this is one, okay? The next reason, which is possible to be that, it's he was so much afraid of the spread of the nation of Ben Israel, okay? Because the nation of Ben Israel had, it was so populated. So he was so much afraid, okay? Because the nation was going to even overcome the kingdom of Pharaoh, okay? So that's why when Prophet Musa alayhi salam was born, okay? Pharaoh killed a lot of kids, okay? But Allah Almighty saved Prophet Musa. And finally, with Prophet Musa, okay? Allah Almighty killed Pharaoh. Yeah? This story is so long story. We don't have time, okay? I want you to refer to that Tafsir book, okay? The history books. It's so nice. So much messages are there. One message I want to give you once more, okay? When Pharaoh was about to drown in the water, okay? Down the water. He was sinking, okay? He was asking Pharaoh, Prophet Musa, oh Musa, please help me. I did a wrong thing. I will not do it again. Please help me, help me, help me, okay? He was asking Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. But Prophet Musa did not help him. Allah Almighty sent a revelation to Prophet Musa that, oh Musa, did you hear Pharaoh asking you for help? He said, yes. He said, why didn't you help him? He said, well, he was the enemy. I didn't help him. So then Allah Almighty says, do you know what? Prophet Musa says, what? Allah Almighty says that, if, you know, if Pharaoh in the water, if he was asking for help from me, it was, is if he was asking me for help, if he was saying, Ya Rab, save me, I would have saved him. Look, I'm that much kind. I would have saved him from the water, but he didn't ask me. So make sure, inshallah, you ask Allah for help always. Okay? Do not be disappointed. Let's go for the Tajweed rules. Make sure I told you. Refer to the Tafsir book, inshallah, for more explanation.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ. Whenever you see the word إِذْ, okay? Before إِذْ, there is something hidden, okay? That, remember. Alright? وَإِذْ قَالَ. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. So it means there is a word hidden, which is remember. Or remind yourself of the time. إِذْ means the time, okay? When. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, it says, O Prophet Musa, remind of the time, remind yourself of the time, okay, when we survived, rescued you, all right? So, إِذْ has that hidden word with itself, okay? نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, there is a قَلْقَلَة, but because we have a تَشْدِيد and the next jim has a fatha, the قَلْقَلَة will not be so much clear. نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, right?
Yes.
So, Fawad, what rule is applied here? Meme plus meme. You're so good at
idgham mithlain.
Ah, he's good at that. Okay, idgham mithlain. Najjaynakum min, right? Kum. Uh-huh. Okay, Ali Nasir, you tell me the next rule. Min Ali, is there any rule applied?
In the har.
Izhar is applied. Where is Izhar applied?
Min have Nun Sakin.
Min has a Nun Sakin.
And after it, it's Hamza. That is from throat
letters. Hamza from the throat letters. Okay, from... So the rule is this. No change? No merge? No hide? No rule. Yeah?
The so no rule is applied.
You just quickly read the Nun and as it's Nun. So you don't need to change anything. Min... Li, right? Min Ali. There is no min Ali or min Ali or min nothing. Or mi Ali, no. No change. No height, no merge. Min Ali. Fir Auna. Ra is a heavy letter. Sometimes heavy, sometimes light. Here it is sometimes light.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes light. So it is here light, lightly pronounced. Fir. Because there is?
Kasra.
A kasra sound before. Either there is a kasra or there is a kasra sound. Okay? Fir auna. Auna. Okay? Yasumunakum. Two long vowel sounds. Yasu. Hasan say. Yasu.
Yasumuna.
It's not yasumuna. 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 It's not o. O. U. Yasumunakum. Su. Al-Azab. Su. Al-Azab. Right? What is this mad called?
Su. Al-Azab.
Yeah, what is the type of mad here?
Wajib Muttasil.
Wajib Muttasil. Why is that wajib?
Because
Hamza and
Mad are in the same
word. Yeah, Hamza and Mad are on the same word. They're Muttasil. That's why it's wajib. Su for six counts. Su al-Azabi. يذبحون أبناءكم باساكن it's قلقلة right
yeah.
أبناءكم ناءكم is that my wajib
yes
أبناء أبناء is what it's wajib
yeah.
نساءكم again it's wajib man
yes
ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء تنوين فت تنوين ضمة plus ميم what rule is applied huh
Yeah,
idgham. Mir rabbikum again, idgham mir rabbikum. Bala it's with gunna, mir rabbikum without gunna.
Yes.
Azim, right. That's all about tajweed rules here. Make sure, inshallah, you refer to, for explanation, refer to the tafasir book and for practicing the tajweed rules, listen to us again, inshallah, okay? So, we'll listen to this ayah once.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَ لَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ
Thank you so much. That was all about this ayah. That's all from us for this session, inshallah. See you in the coming sessions. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part says, Ya Mawlai, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك. My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك. So how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه. Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? As we concluded in the previous episodes, the Quranic verses and traditions imply that Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants. He has put the key to salvation and treasures of his mercy in the hands of all the servants. It is accessible for everyone, but not everyone wishes to possess these keys to open the treasuries of Almighty Allah's mercy. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, supplication is the key of mercy, and this important key sometimes is ignored. With reference to the verse of the Holy Quran that says, whatever mercy Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, the mercy implies the prayer and dua. So this verse says, whatever kind of dua Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. In other words, supplication is the key by which Allah opens the doors of His mercy for the people and which He has placed in their hands. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam has been trying to teach us throughout this Divine Kumail supplication and from the very beginning. We have seen two very important elements. First, the factor of hope and staying hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy. And second, the factor of supplication, calling out to Him, turning our need to Him and no one else. In this regard, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, for whosoever among you, the door of prayer and dua is opened, the doors of response shall also be opened for him.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, it is Allah that opens up towards His servants with prayer. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who opens for Him the doors of its acceptance. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere,
Whoever knocks at the door of Allah the Glorious, it will be opened for him. Of course, as we have said many times and emphasized on, the point is that the supplicant, the believer, must be aware of the fact that supplication, calling out to the Lord, has got some specific etiquettes, and more importantly, some specific requisites that the supplicant needs to be aware of, needs to observe them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have said, "Supplicate frequently, because it is the key of every mercy and the fulfillment of every need. And that which lies with Allah cannot be attained but through prayer and dua. A door which is frequently knocked at is likely to be opened for the one who knocks it." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in this beautiful word, is teaching us one of these requisites, one of these etiquettes, to be more precise. Supplicate frequently. This means to be consistent in your supplication. This is what exactly going on with this person Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing in this part of the Kumaya supplication. وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ. The person is still hopeful, is still continuing. أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ زَعْفَهُ. Or, وَهُوَ يَرْجُ مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكِ. He is still hopeful of your previous clemency. وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكَ. He still expects your bounty and mercy because you have shown, you have proved that you have this vast ocean of mercy. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere, prayer and dua is the key of fulfillment and the key of success. And the best prayer, that which emanates from a pure breast and a pious heart. Let us end our episode with a tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that once said to the companions, "Shall I show you a weapon that will deliver you from your enemies and increase in your provision?" The companion said, "Indeed, Ya Rasulullah." And he said, "Supplicate your Lord day and night, because the weapon of a believer is supplication." Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. Thank you.
Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim, Islamati.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station. Choo choo kachoo. It's the Youth Station for you. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us a very special guest, Sister Beta.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to your listeners and my dear brother here. Actually, it's a big pleasure for me to have the honor to be here with you today. And I'm Beta, medical student here, and I'm at your service.
It's a pleasure and an honor to have you. So, how is you? I mean, you're obviously studying a lot of your time, right? You're going to be a medical student, mashallah.
Yeah.
Well, you are a medical student. How often do you actually study? I'm just curious.
It takes a long time, actually. Right now, I'm pre-studying my lessons for next semester, and 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day? Okay, yeah. So, here's the real question. In that busy schedule of yours,
yeah,
where do you find time to fit the Quran in?
Nice question. You know what? Quran or Holy Quran is one of my favorite books, actually. I don't want to look at it as a typical book, but it's a part of my life because I see religion as lifestyle, not some guidelines only to go through, a connection between me and my God. Not that much. Mm-hmm. I think religion is beyond something that, the way you're going to interact with other people and so on. And because of that, I actually have a special time for reciting Holy Quran. And one of my favorite way of doing that is only just reading the translation of this, because mm-hmm. my Arabic is not that much good to understand the Arabic content of Holy Quran. But as you know, the Quran is the miracle of our religion. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there are two contexts, actually, the literature of this book, which is Arabic or something. Mm-hmm. And the other part is the content of this book, which is somehow understandable for me. Mm-hmm. And I focus on that part.
So you pretty much read the translation. How often do you do that? Sorry to put you on the spot.
No. Actually, what do you mean by how often? You mean at the time I spend on that? Actually, maybe half an hour a day.
Okay, brilliant, mashallah. Yeah, that's actually not that bad. I wish we could all put aside, at least half an hour a day to recite some of the Quran. And it's really fantastic that you're reading it with the translation because, actually understanding the Quran is really, really important. Something that we often overlook, but it seems so obvious. I mean,
yeah,
yes,
exactly.
It's the Quran, it's the holy book of Islam. Reading it gives you lots of ajr and divine reward, etc., etc. But hey, at the end of the day, it's a book. It's supposed to be understood.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's supposed to be picked up and read like a book and really understood. But now here's another question. Do you ever find it difficult to engage with the book? Because it's not...